Welcome to our Together on Mission podcast, where we seek to be with and like Jesus. Your host is Travis Twineman, the lead pastor at the Inland Vineyard Church in Corona, California. In this season of the podcast, we friends that are friends of Jesus begin a conversation with Jesus in the morning through a gospel passage, prayer, meditation, and then we continue that conversation with Jesus throughout the day and discover yet again how wonderful, amazing, and irresistible Jesus of Nazareth truly is.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to this season of the podcast where we, as friends that are friends of Jesus, are just doing what friends that are friends of Jesus do. We're waking up in the morning and we're doing what was normal in the first three or four centuries of the Christian church, right? Morning prayer. We're reading scripture and then meditating and praying and talking, and then we're just spending the rest of the day with Jesus, our friend. He called us friends, and we get to call him a friend. And so good morning, happy Thursday morning. We are going to be in Luke chapter 13 this morning, and this passage that I'm going to read in a moment, it just caught me off guard. And I've read it before, I've taught it, but it caught me off guard. It came home to me in a way that it hasn't before. And I've had that experience over the last, 260 days. I don't know what day of the podcast we're on. I've had that experience so many times where I'm reading a story and it functions first like a mirror, where I see myself all too clearly. And I don't always like that. I don't normally like what I see. But then as I keep going at the passage, it becomes a window through which I can see Jesus afresh. And he's so patient, he's so kind, he's so loving. And he says, hey, just come be with me, come walk with me, and slowly but surely you'll become like me. And that's what has happened to me this morning. And maybe that's been the silver lining of this crazy COVID season as we've been doing this podcast, you know, to be reintroduced to Jesus, to see ourselves. But then these passages, these stories become a window through which we see Jesus afresh. And maybe discover afresh just how darn irresistible Jesus of Nazareth actually is. So the title of the podcast this morning is also the question that I want to ask, and that is, do you weep? Do you weep over the things that Jesus wept over? Do you cry over the things that Jesus cried over? Do you find your heart breaking over the things that broke Jesus' heart? And the things that broke Jesus' heart, the things that Jesus wept and cried over, are the things that break God's heart, because Jesus is the revelation of God. If we want to know how God feels or what makes God weep, we look at Jesus. And so let's just pause there. Do we weep? Do we cry? Do we hurt over the things that Jesus wept and cried and hurt over? And that begs the question, what did Jesus weep over? What did he cry over? And the answer is so simple. Jesus cried when he discovered, when he sensed, when he saw that somebody or a group of people were not going to follow him into his way of life. That's what broke the heart of Jesus. And the question is, does that break our heart? Does that cause us to cry, to weep, and to hurt? And so the classic passage here is Luke 13, beginning in verse 34. Jerusalem, Jerusalem. And you got to say it like that. We'll come back to that in a minute. You who kill the prophets and you stone those who God has sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings, but you're not willing. Look, your house is left to you desolate, but I tell you, you will not see me again until you say, blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. Now, this passage is in Matthew, Mark, and Luke. Jesus says it or cries it, as we'll talk about in a minute, when he's on his way to Jerusalem and he's discovering that en masse, Israel is not going to repent. They're not going to follow him. They're going to crucify him. They're not going to accept his way of life, his kingdom way. And the Greek in verse 34, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, is stilted. Most scholars say that Jesus is crying. He's weeping. He's broken up when he says this. Oh, Jerusalem, oh, Jerusalem. There's grief, there's sadness. He's distraught. And he says, how often I have longed to gather your chicks. It's not like Jesus never thinks about those that are not following him. It's often, it's daily, it's on his heart. It's on his mind. It's heavy. And he says, how often I have longed to gather your children together. That word longed in Greek is I should have looked this up. Splenomegaly, I think. It's bowels, the bowels. It's deep. It's a deep hurt. It's a deep pain. It's a deep sadness. And that's exactly what Jesus is feeling and expressing in this passage over those that are not going to follow him, that are going to go a different way than the way that he has come to die and be raised to offer the world. And then he says, I wanted to gather you as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. Now, this is a violent, incredible image. And it's actually the image of a barnyard fire. This fire, whether it's started by an enemy or an accident or whatever, it's sweeping through the barnyard. And the mother hen is looking for her chicks because they're in danger. And the fire's sweeping through, and any young chick that the mother found or any young chick that gathered under the hen's wings would be saved from the fire because the fire would sweep over the mother hen. She would take it for them. And then you get that image the next morning of the farmer, the rancher, or whatever, kicking over this dead, charred body of the mother hen who gave herself for her chicks. And all those chicks that gathered under her wing were there and safe and free and alive because they had come her way, and she took the fire. She took the judgment. She took the pain for them. That's what Jesus is saying. He's weeping. He's saying, let me take this judgment for you. You're guilty of violence and militaristic nationalism and materialism. You're guilty of the way of the sword, but I want to take your judgment for you. I want to take the judgment of Rome on myself. Come and gather under my wings. It's such a beautiful, incredible, violent image of grace. But Jesus knows that there will be those that will not gather under his wing, will not let him take the fire for them, the cross for them, and that's what makes him weep. That's what makes Jesus cry. That's what makes him sad. That's what makes him hurt at a very, very deep level. It breaks Jesus' heart because it breaks the heart of God. And the question that I have for me, and you can ask it of you if you want to, is do we weep? Do we cry? Does our heart break over the things that break God's heart? And you can hear this in Jesus's mind and heart when he cleanses the temple and he says, my father's house shall be a house of prayer for the nations. You've made it a den of robbers, but it's to be a house of prayer for the nations. That's God's heart. And honestly, let's just talk about us. Let's talk about the church for a minute. Honestly, our attitude has been and can be a bit cavalier about those that are not following Jesus. We can be a little bit cold about those that are choosing not to follow Jesus, a little bit cold about God's judgment. Well, that's not Jesus, but it can be the church. We can be indifferent about the fact that there are some that are rejecting God's way of mercy and God's offer of grace. We can be a bit cold and a bit indifferent. And it's time to let our hearts break for the things that break God's heart. It's time for us to weep over the things that Jesus wept over. In Romans 10, Paul is at the point of weeping about his countrymen that are not repenting. And he actually says, I wish I could be accursed for my own countrymen that are not following Jesus. And so I just want to go there this morning. I want us to think about the people in our lives, the people that we know that are not following Jesus, that are not gathering under the wings of this mother hen, that are not going the way of Jesus. And it's time for us to weep. It's time for us to pray. It's time for us to seek. It's time for us to talk, to love, right? And to not give up. And honestly, this morning, it's time for us to repent. I'm going to do this. I want to call us into a time of repentance about being cavalier or cold or callous or indifferent about those that are not following Jesus. It's like, oh God, forgive us. Give us your heart. God, we want to walk through fire for those that you love, those that are far from you, God. So break our hearts, O Lord, for the things that break yours. We want to weep over the things that you weep over. So let's read the passage. Let's repent. Let's pray. Let's think. And let's ask throughout the day that God would give us his heart for those that are far from him. And we'll talk tomorrow.
Thanks for listening to the Together on Mission podcast. We hope you are blessed and encouraged by it today. If you had any questions about the Inland Vineyard Church, our ministries, or our Sunday services, feel free to connect with us on social media platforms like Facebook and Instagram, or check out our website at inlandvineyard.org.